Please, in the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 25. Genesis chapter number 25. Genesis chapter number 25. Verse 29. Let's stand, please. And Jacob saw pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, "Feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint." Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, "Sell me this day thy birthright." And Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die, and what profit shall this birthright do to me?" Jacob said, "Swear to me this day." And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Let's bow our heads, please, and pray and ask God to help us. Father, I pray you'd help us here today. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness to us already. Lord, how sweet it's been to be in the house of God. And Lord, we thank you for every song that's been sung and the Spirit of God that stirred our hearts, touched our lives, and we praise you and thank you. I praise you, God, for your presence, so real in my own heart. God, the hearts of your people today. And I ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name, that you'll continue working in our hearts and help us, God, forget about everything else outside and just concentrate on this word of God, what you have for us today. And I pray, Lord, the Holy Spirit, take the word of God, speak to hearts, deal with lives, bring conviction, draw to Jesus, and we'll give you the praise and the glory. I ask you now for that divine anointing upon us. I pray you rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of the Lord Jesus and the victory in him, in his name and for his glory. Amen and amen. You may be seated. I looked at this passage of scripture for some time and had an outline of some sort and some thoughts together, and then worked on it some more and some other thoughts, and I'm just going to hit it. So pray God to help us. Amen. And do something with it today that God would speak to our hearts. I thought about it a few moments ago doing something else, but God reminded me, he wanted me to do this, and I want to obey what God says. May not always understand how God works in the service, but I know God always does it right. I may get it wrong, but he gets it right. And I appreciate what Brother Ronnie said this morning. I may mess up, and he may mess up, and somebody else may mess up, but God never messes up. He's always on track, and he always gives us something. So I pray that God today will take his word and speak to our hearts together. I'm dealing with this, and you're familiar with this story. If you've been in church any length of time, you've heard it many, many times. But I pray God will help us make some applications of this today. And again, Brother Ronnie mentioned the fact, the Old Testament is not out of date. It's for us today. Amen. And he got great lessons in it, great, great types, great pictures. And he shows us in the Old Testament some realities. And we praise God and thank him for it. And here, as Jacob and Esau are dealing with a birthright. And I got to notice in reading this how many times the birthright is mentioned. And then it's mentioned later again in this book. But it's also mentioned in the book of Hebrews. And we'll get to that a little bit later. Lord being our helper. But I want us to think about this thought today. A great privilege missed. A great privilege that was missed. And here, a great opportunity that Esau had, and he missed it. I'm afraid today that a lot of people have a great opportunity and they're missing it. And pray that God would help us today to take advantage of this opportunity that we have. And I'm just going to plug this in. This is not part of the message, but I can't get over the Sunday school lesson that we just got out of. And I thought about just pulling up and letting Ronnie teach it again. Amen. And because thank God it's right. And we want to stick with the old time way. I liked what he said. On our sign out here, I just want us to know we're having church. Amen. And when we believe the Bible, we're going to live for God, do our best to follow God, let God do what he wants to do. And if old time preaching and singing and witnessing, testifying and praising God doesn't get the job done, it won't get done. Amen. And so I pray that God would take his word today and speak to our hearts and help us. And somebody here today need to get saved, need to get born in the family of God. Some here today need to just fall on an old-fashioned altar. Let God help them at this altar. And I'm glad it is a place where we meet God. I'm glad for a place where we can come worship God. I'm glad for a place we can come forget about everything else and just get our minds and hearts centered in on God and let God do for us what he wants to do. Now, in this scripture, and we're dealing with Jacob and Esau here, and I pray you listen closely and let God speak to your heart together. And look in verse number 31, if you would, please. And here, now, the setting of it, Esau's coming out of the field. Esau was a man of the field and outdoors. Jacob was not. And they were different types of men, but they were twin brothers. And here, Esau comes in now the field, and he's hungry and faint. He's asking Jacob for some pottage that he's making and let him eat something. He's faint, so he wants some help. Here in verse number 31, and Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. I don't talk about here what a privilege that is. Esau was the firstborn. Look in verse number 25. And the first came out red, talking about when they were born. First one came out red all over like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. Esau, and we get the word Edom and the word whore, and all that comes, not W-H, but H-O-R. It comes from that same root word and has significance of red. And here Esau is, and he's the firstborn. I want to deal with that a little bit because it's a privilege to be the firstborn. I'm going to tell you about the privilege right now. I just want to tell you about the privilege that he had. And as being the firstborn, he had a privilege that was not afforded to Jacob, who was the secondborn. But he wasted it away and did not do what he should have done with it. But I want to say this today. I'm glad I got born physically so I can get born again spiritually. Amen. And you remember Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. He's asking the way of life, and he's telling him. He said, you must be born again. And so we have everybody here. I realized in that day that we talked about the firstborn and so forth. But I want you to know today that every one of us have the privilege to hear the gospel here today. And we don't have that privilege, but everybody has a privilege to be saved and born in the family of God. And what a privilege that is. I was thinking one day about Adam and Eve and they sinned and the human race was plunged into sin. Jesus died for all men. That's what the Bible said. Hebrews 2:9 said he tasted death for all men. And Titus 2:11, for the grace of God hath appeared unto all men. The grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men. And so all men. And God so loved the world, that is everybody of the world. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. That includes everybody has that privilege. And then Jesus died for everybody. Then the question arises, why didn't everybody save? And I'll answer that real quickly. Because everybody has sinned and come short of the glory of God. It's not just the fact that Adam sinned, we've all sinned. And the Bible said we come from a mother's womb speaking lies. And so we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so everybody needs that new birth. But I'm glad today, thank God, the new birth is available to everybody. Not just for some people, not just the Jewish race, but for everybody. And I just saw on the news last night about Sudan, Southern Sudan, yesterday was recognized for their independence. And I said, hallelujah. First thing I thought about was independence. Missionaries going in telling them about, they have the privilege to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ if we, the church, will get the missionaries there. And so we need to pray about that. But what I'm saying is today, Esau had the privilege. And everybody, I'm glad, thank God, I had the privilege to be born in America, had the privilege to be raised in an old-fashioned church, had the privilege to hear the gospel preached, had the privilege for the Holy Ghost to work in my heart, had the privilege to give my heart to Jesus at an old-fashioned altar. And I'm glad, thank God, the privilege was mine. And you today are sitting in an old-fashioned church, and you today are hearing an old-fashioned preacher. But thank God I'm preaching an old-fashioned word. And that word of God said you must be born again. You're not going to go to heaven because mom and dad saved. And not going to heaven because grandma and grandpa were good people and got saved, belonged to the church. That's not how you go. You go because you personally, individually, meet Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Amen. That's the only reason, the only way you get to go to heaven. I say hallelujah. I'm glad. I'm the same way in Kenya. The only way they go to heaven is through Jesus Christ. A privilege, but they have the privilege. They have the privilege. So today, the privilege. Esau had the privilege. Now, notice secondly, I didn't have a privilege, but I don't talk about the prophet. When I say prophet, I'm talking about the benefit of it. In verse 32, Esau said, "Behold, I am at the point to die." I'm going to pause there just a minute to say this. Now, Esau came in faint. You ever come in sometime and say, "I'm starving to death"? Your legs are weak. You've been out in the hot sunshine. And you people that work physical labor, you know what I'm talking about. And I remember days of old when I'd be out on a farm putting up hay or something and sweaty and hot, tired and weak and come in and say, "I'm starved to death." I really wasn't starved to death. I was just real hungry. I don't know how far along Esau was with this, but I do want to make his point. He said, "I'm at the point to die." Everybody's at that point. Amen. You know not the day of your death. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. David said, "There is but a step between me and death." And that's true of all of us. There's but a heartbeat. There's just a breath or two between us and death, and we be gone. And so he said, "I'm at the point to die." But notice what he said. And this caught my attention. "And what profit shall this birthright do to me?" He said, "What good is this birthright if I'm going to die?" I'm going to plug this in right here. I don't tell you what the profit is of getting this birthright. Amen. Taking advantage of the birthright that you have to be saved. The eldest son, the eldest one born, they had a birthright. And thank God it had some profit to it. And Esau was ignorant. He wasn't ignorant of it. He knew it. But he let the flesh overrule the spiritual and sold it out. And we'll get to that in a minute too. But here's what I want to say to you. There is a profit to take advantage of the opportunity, the privilege that you have today to be saved. There is some profit in it. Somebody said, "What good is it going to do to me to get saved? All they do is go to church and all they do is just give money and all they do this and do." But they don't know what they're talking about. They've closed their, they're blinded and dead in sin. They don't understand it. Thank God there's a whole lot more to it than that. But I praise God going to church is part of it. I'm glad giving to God's part of it. I'm thankful for that part, but it's more than that. The prophet of being born in the family of God. Esau, he had the flesh, that hunger, just an appetite of the flesh. And he thought more about that than he did about getting the birthright. Let me say to you today, you're here unsaved and lost without God. Don't let the flesh knock you out of this. And Jacob was saying, "Sell me thy birthright." And see, the flesh will always say, "And not now. I want to do this. I want to do that." I've had people tell me, "Preacher, I get saved, but I'm enjoying this what I'm doing or that what I'm doing." They don't know what they're talking about. They're missing the great birthright. And some say their friends, you know, they laugh at them. They make fun of them. If they really got saved, got to living for God, they wouldn't fit in with that crowd they're used to running with. That may be right, but I'm glad there's something better than that crowd. Amen. And then they some that the world attraction, just pleasures of seeing, and all that appealed to them, and they want to get involved in that. But Jacob said, sell me thy birthright. There's something always around you, your flesh. There's something that always appealing and saying, don't get saved today. Procrastination, put it off. Wait till some other time. Don't do it now. Don't get right with God now. Don't get a burden for sinners now. Don't really sell out for God now. Don't give you all to God now. Just wait a little while and you can do that later. That's a devil's lie. And we need, today's the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Well, what's a prophet, preacher? Number one, let me say this. They had a double inheritance. Amen. Firstborn in that day had a double inheritance of the inheritance. I want you to know today, every saved person has got a better inheritance than the lost have because they don't have an inheritance. I have one. Amen. Well, what's your inheritance anyway? I remember when my dad passed away, and my mom and we've got together and just a few little things we had. I got a handsaw. I lost it building a church in Rural Retreat. And then I got a level and it's got some strings tied on it. That was my dad. And that's the only inheritance I got out of that part. But I tell you one thing, I got another inheritance on the other side. Hallelujah. Something this world's never even imagined. Amen. And of course, Jesus is there. But I mean, I got a mansion over yonder. And I've got streets of gold and all that. Hey, by the way, let me say this about the inheritance. Did you know the Bible says that we're heirs and joint heirs with Jesus Christ? That means everything that he has, I have. Amen. I mean, that doesn't make you want to run around the building about three times. Just thinking about that. A joint heir. Juanita and I have a joint checking account. And either our name both are on it, and either one of us can sign a check. And both of us have access to it. And it's as much mine as it is hers, as much hers as it is mine. And I'm glad, praise God. That's what this is talking about, inherited in heaven, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Everything that he has, I'm as much an heir to it as he is. You say, preacher, don't sound just right. It don't sound just right. But I can tell you right now, it is right. I don't know. I can't explain that. I just believe that. Amen. That's what God said. And think the day that we miss that inheritance and miss all the... Praise God. I can't hardly wait to preach tonight. I got something else on my heart. But anyway, I'm glad for all that inheritance. But number two, I want you to know another prophet this birthright was, not only the inheritance, but they were the priests of the family. They were leadership. I looked up that word, birthright. It said leader. It said first in order. Hallelujah. I want you to know I'm a part of a priesthood. I don't have my shirt on backwards. I'm not wearing a long robe, but I'm a priest. Amen. Preacher, you don't look like a priest. What's a priest supposed to look like? We have our ideas what man thinks a priest ought to look like. But Jesus is a high priest, and we are a priest unto God through him. That means I have as much right to pray to God as a pope does. Fact is, I won't get into that right now. But anyway, and you have as much right to pray to God as I do. Amen. Sam down here has as much right to pray to God as I do. Amen. And that's picking me out somebody older. Amen. Jonathan Underwood, no, he's not that old. But all of us have the same right to go to God as anybody else does. How about that? I'm glad, praise God, for the priesthood. Amen. I'm glad to be a part. I mean, I talked to God, and Brother Ronnie's talking about God speaking to him this week. Hallelujah. I know he did because it rubbed off on me. Amen. And I praise God. Hey, aren't you glad that you can speak to God? God can speak to you. Have fellowship. That's what they did in the tabernacle in the Holy of the Holy. God moved there, and God, the Shekinah glory came, and Moses called up. Hey, glory to God, that's good. But I'm glad today I have the same right to go to God as Moses did. Amen. God said, come to me. And word of God says, come boldly to the throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. I say hallelujah. I am glad for that privilege to be in the priesthood. Amen. Aren't you glad you're in the priesthood of God today? And so we have that birthright. And it's a privilege, it's a joy, have the birthright. It's a profit in it because of our inheritance. A profit in it because a priesthood. But let me give you another profit of that. And later on Esau missed it because Jacob got it too. The blessings. I'm glad, hallelujah, because I took advantage of that privilege that I had one day and got saved. I'm now enjoying the blessings, and the girls are just singing, the choir sing about God's goodness to us. He's good all the time. When I don't understand, He's still good. And don't make any difference what I face, God's still good. And God will be with us. And I'm glad I can cast all my care upon Him, for He cares for you. Amen. God is good. And the blessings are ours. Hey, the world out here, they don't know what to do when trouble comes and sorrow comes. They blunder around trying to find some help and trying to drown it, trying to do something. But we know where our rock is. Amen. We know where the cleft is. And we know how to hide in that rock of ages. I say hallelujah. I'm glad for the blessings that come with it. All right, let me hurry along here. And so the birthright, the profit of it. But look in the next verse, 33. And Jacob said, swear to me this day. He swore unto him and sold his birthright. He sold his birthright. And here, I don't talk about the price. He sold it. What did he sell it for? Well, he sold it for some pottage, a morsel of meat, bread, a morsel of bread, and a little pottage of some kind that Jacob made. He sold his birthright. You think about that, how sad that is that a man of that day would sell his birthright out for that. Sell out his inheritance, sell out his blessing, sell out the privilege to lead the family and all that. He sold it all out for his fleshly appetite. That's what he sold it for. Let me say to you today, and I'm just going to plug in some things right here, make some application about selling out, and the price paid, many different things you can find in the Bible. Let me give you just a few illustrations. Cain, when you remember when God came time to worship God, and Cain brought the fruit of the ground, and Abel made a blood sacrifice. And I thought about this, Brother Ronnie, you teaching today, about the fact of liberalism and Bible-believing people. You know what Cain was? Cain was the first liberal. He wanted to do it his way. He wanted to have it Burger King way, have it my way. He thought, I can bring fruit of the ground. I'm bringing my labor, fruit of my labor. I'm doing what I can do, and this ought to be okay. God ought to accept this. Well, God didn't accept that. That was not okay, because the only thing that was okay was blood sacrifice. And he didn't bring it. Abel did. He sold out because he wanted his way, and he wanted to worship God his way. And you don't do that. You come to God his way or no way. Amen. I'm glad today, praise God, his way is the right way. It's a blood-bought way. It's a blood-stained way through the Bible. Thank God, for there is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Hey, glory to God. I like it. Amen. It's good the blood-bought way. But then I went on the Bible and found Achan over there. He sold out because he wanted riches. He wanted some gold and silver and garments, Babylonian garment. And so he sold out and didn't roam because of the fact that he wanted the things of this world and sold out. And King Saul, you remember what he sold out for? He sold out for jealousy. He first disobeyed God and not waiting on the man of God, doing it God's way. But then he got jealous of David. God took his hand off of Saul, put it on David, and then Saul got jealous about that and tried to kill David. And jealousy ate him up. Hey, jealousy will kill you. It'll eat you alive. But Saul missed it all because he didn't wait on God's way, didn't do it God's way, missed it all. And then I got that and sold out for that and messed up, died in disgrace, when he could have had the power of God on it. How sad that is. But let me say something else about this birthright and selling it out. And these others sold out for less than that. Pilate, you remember? Well, let's talk about Herod first. Herod sold out because of lust of the flesh, sexual lust. He sold it out. He sold out and let John the Baptist be beheaded because he's in a drunken dance party. and lust God in his heart. Is anything he sold out for that? You find Pilate sold out because he wanted to please the people. Judas sold out for 30 pieces of silver. What are you selling out for today? What are you selling out for? Your birthright. You have a birthright. And what are you selling it out for? Mark 8, 36 and 37 says, "For what should it profit a man if he should gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What should a man give in exchange for his soul?" What should he? Let me give you something else here today. In verse number 34, "Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils. He did eat and drink, rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright." Here we find the problem. He got his pottage. He got his morsel of bread. But the problem was he missed all the rest of it. I want you to turn with me in the book of Hebrews chapter 12. Book of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 16 and 17. Listen to what God says. "Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears." What a problem, what regrets that he had. He sought it carefully with tears, but could not find it. You know why? Because when he had the privilege, he missed it and sold it out. Sold it out because of the lust of the flesh. Sold it out for things of this world. Sold it out. Let's bow our heads, close our eyes. Father, thank you for thy word, thy truth. Lord, today surely the birthright, what a privilege. What profit there is in the birthright. Lord, that birthright, price that people sell it out for is cheap. But Lord, the price paid for us was great at Calvary. Thank you for the price that was paid. Then Lord, there'll be folk that'll die without God and miss it all. Some here today, somebody somewhere, you're speaking to their heart, dealing with their life, and they need to come. Then somebody here today need to get right with God or bring a burden, bring a care. Lord, it's your invitation. We leave it in your hands and for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.